Hey guys, this is Erinus of Utopia, and this is the aftercare for showing you how to struggle, specifically geared towards people who enjoy or seek out content that has non-consent in it. As such, I will probably be using the R word a little bit more than in the other aftercare, but I just wanted to give a heads up. This was a pretty wholesome one. It's actually meant to be an entirely consensual experience between the listener and the speaker, and they're just role playing out together a scene of resistance and forced sex and stuff like that. I like that because I think it's good to kind of show this in a healthy way, right? I really wanted there to be a, and this is a theme that's shown up in a couple of past audios before, I really wanted there to be a clear indication that this is a couple that trusts each other to be clear about their boundaries with each other, and also for the other person to respect their boundaries. I really wanted to drive home the idea that the character that I am in this audio, like the speaker character, he would be the thing that would crush him the most is if he broke a boundary of the listeners and like didn't know and like they didn't tell him, you know, like finding that afterwards like would be really difficult for him. And I'm not saying that like you shouldn't tell people afterwards if a boundary has been broken, but like he's really somebody who, like, the second that, you know, somebody might indicate that they're not comfortable with something, like, he would back off. That's who I wanted to be in this audio. Because I think that's sort of, like, the way, in general, that it should be when people explore this kind of thing, right? This is as much as we might enjoy it, this is kind of a tricky thing for a lot of people to explore. So I think it's really important for everybody to be mindful of each other's boundaries. I think something that's pretty interesting, I make these aftercares, well, I started making them originally, right, these out-of-character aftercares, because I just wanted to give people like something to ground themselves with after like a rape audio, right? One, like, specifically, I started doing these because I was putting out these actual, like, non-con audios, and I will get back to, actually have one recorded already. We'll get there in a bit. I'm jumping around, but what was I saying? I was talking about people, what was I talking about? Oh my god, I completely lost my train of thought. I'm a bit tired. I feel like I'm always tired when I make these, but it's important. Oh yeah, that's what it was. I make these to ground listeners because I don't want them like flying into a panic. And it's interesting that I've kind of fallen into this stringent habit where I'm like, anything that is tagged as rape, I make myself do an aftercare for. So like, even though, right, like, there's no real rape happening in this scenario, right? It's pretend rape in a pretend scenario. But I decided to make these aftercares anyways because I think it's probably kind of important. It's important to me because, you know, the rule is kind of important to me, right? The reason I'm bringing this up is somebody asked me to comment the other day, and it was for a different CNC, a different consensual non-consent audio, and they were like, well, why is this tagged rape if like they're both into it? And like the short answer, and I really liked this question, like I get that for a lot of people who have been in the space for a really long time, it's kind of an obvious answer, but I think it's really good for people who are genuinely curious to be asking. So I thought that was a good enough question that I wanted to bring it up during the aftercare, which is, right, this audio, fully consensual scenario between these two characters, but I tagged it as rape, just because it's like pretend rape, right? I think that rule is really important. And the way I tried to explain it is, you know, there are some people who are really sensitive about this subject, and I think that deserves to be respected, right? The rule of having to include the rape tag, and also the rule of, and my self-imposed rule of making these out-of-character aftercares for them is because I want to protect the people who are more sensitive to that tag, or who are more sensitive to that topic, right? There are a lot of people who show up and they're like, I'm not into rape, but I gave this audio a shot. And some of them come out and they're like, I discovered something new. And some of them come out and they're like, I know this is not for me. It's the people that come out and they're like, I know this is not for me, that like, that's why I continue to do this. The tag being used is important because, it's like, it's kind of like an allergy, right? If somebody's triggered or like really sensitive to it, right? So an audio like this might still trigger them because there is physical struggling. There are wrists being pinned down and there is like a body like pinning down the listener and stuff like that, right? And even if it is a fully consensual scenario between these two people, like just kind of experiencing that might trigger somebody. So the way I related it to allergies is like if somebody has an allergy to nuts, for example, right? I'm allergic to many nuts, actually. Shout out to anybody who's trying to make a D's nuts joke right now. But I'm allergic to a lot of tree nuts, and my allergy is not so bad that I can't eat like a Hershey's bar, like a chocolate bar, right? But that packaging on that chocolate bar still has a label that says processed in a facility that, you know, that handles nuts. And it's there, it's not there for me, but it's there for the people who have the allergy that's so bad that they can't have that chocolate bar, you know? It's important to protect those people. I don't have that allergy, but I don't want people having an allergic reaction to something that they thought was safe. And that's kind of why I feel like it's important to have the tag. I've kind of been stuck on this tag thing for a while. It's something that I've always thought was really important, but I do want to move on to the whole boundaries thing and like the safe word thing. This should go without saying, but I think it's important to hear. Actually, a lot of this stuff is... I'm trying to make sure I say it in all of them consistently, because sometimes I just forget. I'm just like, this is so obvious, right? But, like, guys, rape is bad, okay? rape is not good. And safe words deserve to be respected, and boundaries deserve to be respected, right? Again, I wrote this audio because I wanted to depict a relationship between two characters who wanted to try something together, but like I just want to make sure it's said and it's out there that like just because somebody wants to experiment or somebody wants to try something doesn't mean that they are entitled to that. If fooling around with non-consent is not something that you are like interested in, then you know you don't owe anybody an explanation, and you don't owe that that act to anybody. And I don't care if it's like you've done it with like 300 other people. I'm exaggerating, but yeah, even so, right? Let's say just for the like example, like you've done it with 300 other people, and you finally like you get to guy number 301 or girl number 301 or non-binary person 301, and you're like, I don't really want to do this right now, right? Like, they can't just be like, well, you did it with those 300 people, why don't you want to do it, right? Like, no means no, right? There's no... Just because you were into something at some point doesn't mean that you owe it to everybody, okay? Your safety and your willingness to participate is paramount and is always important. It's one of that out there. And usually this is something that I say at the beginning of these, but... if you enjoy this kind of thing, then that's good. This is kind of what I'll end on. If you enjoy the non-consent stuff, then that's great. I think it's really easy for people like us who are into this thing to feel bad about it for a lot of different reasons. There are so many different reasons that, like, we might feel, we might inflict guilt on ourselves, or others might inflict guilt on us. And so I just wanted to say, like, you shouldn't feel guilty if this is something that you enjoyed. I made this hoping that you would enjoy it. I made this for you. Is what I usually say. I made this for you. You know, as long as we're being safe and respectful of others, then you don't have anything to feel guilty about, and no other person's, you shouldn't let any other person's intolerance, right? And I mean that in both ways. I mean that intolerance is in far as, like, insofar as, like, if they're not tolerant, like, themselves, like, if they can't handle it, right, then that's fine. Then that deserves to be respected, but so do you for enjoying it. So, I mean, intolerance in that form where, like, they can't handle, like, if they can't handle the kink, right? But also, if they're being intolerant of you being into it, then it's just like, what the hell, you know? Like, don't let that take this away from you, I guess, you know? This is a good place for us to, for people to safely explore topics like these in an environment where, you know, anybody can back out at any time. We know that people aren't being harmed while they're making these audios in general. Sometimes I, like, stub my toe or something, but, you know, that's it. If you enjoyed this, then you deserve to feel good about having enjoyed it. That's all. Yeah, I think that's everything I had to say. This one's a little bit long. I really got stuck in that tag thing, but, you know, I think it's important, so. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. I guess specifically for y'all, the I like non-con crowd. It's been a, I don't know if you've noticed, it's been a very long time since I've posted a non-roleplay, like, speaker giving, listener receiving rape audio, right? Like, let's go back in time real quick. Bear with me as I go through my own Reddit history, right? I'm gonna go to my submitted, I'm gonna type in rape. I actually think the last one where I was the giver and the listener's the receiver was in November. It's been like almost 3 months. Maybe almost, it's been like a whole fiscal quarter since I posted an audio where I am the aggressor and the listener is the receiver, and it's not a consensual, not consent situation. That audio was posted November 18th, I think. Yeah. That one, I had a lot of angst about that one because, you know, it got a little bit of criticism, but, I just wanted to reassure you that, there is completely recorded, speaker-initiated, listener-receiving rape content that's not CNC on the way. I literally, like, I got home yesterday, I was, like, on the way home from work, and I was, like, I have this audio, it's in my head, I need to make it now. And I got home from work, and I just, like, busted this audio out. So, it's coming. I haven't forgotten, it's just something that I've been really skittish about, but, you know, just like I told you guys, we're doing this in a safe and supportive way, and you don't deserve to feel bad about it, and I guess I have to live by those words, right? I shouldn't be feeling bad or scared about it either, so, yeah. It's on the way. If you want to listen to some, like, darker non-con content, I'm really intent on bringing back more of that. So thank you guys for listening, and take care. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.